K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Charlene.
Charlene, how would you like to see the Killers, Jack White, and Sublime?
Yes, that would be amazing.
You are our winner. You got tickets for the Ocean Way Festival.
I'm so excited.
It is at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th, and you will be there.
Nice.
It is world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, we have People Are Dumb and What's Up with Florida, like usual. We also have the greatest new movie that has ever been made. I can't wait to tell you about that. We have great news today, which is reinforce your faith in humanity. We have robot teachers today on the show, which is a little frightening. We have the 420 catch of the day. That is our new music feature. In the 5 o'clock hour, we'll give you tickets to the Ocean Way Festival with the Killers and Sublime and Jack White. And yesterday late, we did a phone topic of you had run-ins with crazy drivers, and this was our winner.
So does it count if I was the crazy driver?
Yes, it does. Woo! Tell on yourselves. Let's
hear
it.
Bonus points.
So Sunset Boulevard, we're stuck in traffic. Man tries cutting me off. I'm not going to have it because we're all trying to get out of there. He gets behind me, starts honking for like two red lights straight. I decided to get out of my car, and in the middle of Sunset Boulevard, I decided to just start screaming at him. The only reason why I stopped was because my kids started freaking out.
Your but, kids yeah, were in the car? Kind of,
my kids were in the car.
Oh, my God.
You're nuts. You got out of the car with kids in the car and started screaming at the guy behind you.
Well, it was either scream at the kids or scream at the guy. So, I guess
there's other options, but okay. All right.
I was the crazy driver.
Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
I don't care about that.
I don't know how you feel about robots, the human-looking robots, but it's time for another episode of I Don't Love It.
A rural upstate New York school district. They're bringing humanoid robot teachers into the classroom.
So this is a real humanoid robot. It looks kind of like a human. It's not like those robots where they're teaching them to fight and they look like robots. This looks like a human, sort of.
Check out Sally here. That's her name.
Sally looks like a sex robot.
These students are going to be... See, Sally would give me nightmares I was in first grade.
Sally's giving me nightmares now. So Sally's going to help teach first grade, and that will scare these kids off of robotics for the rest of their lives. She's creepy looking. There's something going on in her programming none of us understand, and I don't like it.
They're going to have access to these bots. It has silicone skin, long brown hair.
The only thing that could make this worse is facial expressions.
Facial expressions.
No!
You can see some upper body movements. I think she's teaching the
what
kids
is she
to count
with her
on her fingers.
I don't know.
So it looks like she's looking at her fingers as if they're injured, but she's supposedly counting. So she's going to teach the first graders how to count on their fingers.
What in what class is she teaching?
School officials say the robots aren't meant to replace teachers. Instead, they serve as classroom assistants.
Yeah, it's funny how we hear that in every single industry.
It's part of a pilot program, and the company behind the robots say they hope to deploy a fleet of robot tutors.
They come in fleets? I don't love it. Let's hear from Sally, the teacher herself.
I make emotional connections by learning your preferences, remembering past conversations with our custom memory system, and responding in ways that feel personal and consistent over time.
Nope. I don't love it. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Carlos.
You are caller 20, Carlos.
Yes, let's go, Kev.
You got tickets for the Ocean Way Festival at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th. Talking the Killers, talking Jack White, talking Sublime, and more.
That's a beautiful thing, man. First time winner. Thank you so much.
Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I like to bring up stories of great news. They're positive. They restore your faith in humanity. And this particular story comes out of the Eaton fires.
Just when you think everything sucks and the world is falling down. It's time for Kevin's. Kevin Ryder's great news.
Two Eaton fire survivors wanted to create happy memories after the tragedy of losing everything they owned in the devastating fire.
How do you rewrite that story in a positive way?
So they said their I do's inside their partially rebuilt home.
There's no walls and there's no roof yet, but they got married inside their home, which is being rebuilt. Here's the bride.
It was definitely more amazing than I could have pictured.
A frame-worthy photo with the most unconventional wedding venue. Morgan Soloway and Kenny Rotter said, I do, inside their partially rebuilt Altadena home earlier this month.
What a great way to turn that story around to make it positive. And wait, they've got more.
It was an afternoon to remember, 18 months after a day they'll never forget.
It was Wednesday morning. I think we got a text from a neighbor who was trying to save as much as they could. And they were like, yeah, your house is gone.
What a brutal awakening that was for a lot of people.
They had only bought the home 9 months before the fire. And now, a year and a half later, they're still far from moving back in. But Morgan and Kenny wanted a fresh start, creating new happy memories at the place that prompted so many tears.
What a great way this is to turn everything around.
Yes, we've gone through something traumatic, but I don't want that to define us or to define our home.
Hey, Nielberg guy, cut it out!
And so this was a great way to write happy memories over tragic ones.
And what better place to exchange vows than the physical symbol of resiliency and hope?
It was really meaningful to bring all that love to this place as it's coming up again.
And this wasn't just a small family-only wedding.
130 family, friends, even the architect and some of the builders came out here to celebrate this happy couple. But instead of signing the traditional wedding book, they signed the frame of the house, specifically the door frame they'll walk in each and every day.
So they had family and friends actually write on the wood that's being built of their house so that the door frame will always have that writing on it every time they enter the door. Genius.
My dad is very tall, so he wrote on the inside.
The house won't be moving ready for the newlyweds until early next year, but they're hopeful by their one-year anniversary, they'll be able to call their makeshift wedding venue home.
I love this story so much.
How great to just anytime you walk into a home, you're just literally walking through people's well wishes of love. Like, I just think that's awesome.
And that's great news. It is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. About an hour from now, we have the 420 catch of the day. It's our new music feature. The single greatest movie in history. I'll tell you all about it coming up in a few minutes on K-Rock. If you're a movie fan, you know all about The Odyssey. And it's supposed to be one of the greatest movies ever made. But I'm here to tell you about maybe a lesser known movie that's going to blow that out of the water and make it look like child's play. I'll tell you what the movie is in a second, but let's make our way through the trailer.
You're sure we're not going to get busted doing this?
Only to get caught.
So this guy and girl are in a water park, and they're making out. They've got the water park to themselves. Or do they?
The great Austin Dillard.
Hey, aren't you that quarterback?
So, what brings you back home?
No running.
Who are you, man?
Austin Dillard. Lifeguard.
All right, so the great Austin Dillard is back, and he finds his high school sweetheart, but they've drifted away because he didn't call.
Coming home wasn't what you expected, was it?
No.
Yeah, it never is.
There's something going on at the park.
What could be going on at the water park?
Power surges, electrical imbalances.
All right, power surges, electrical imbalances. What could possibly be going on at the water park?
These are shark-infested waters.
The water park has sharks in it.
We have no idea how the sharks got in, and honestly, we don't know what else is out there.
This is water park shark.
Looks like we got ourselves a water park shark.
Yeah, they say that like it happens all the time. You know, the sharks, they get into the water parks. Here's a scene where somebody's going down a slide, a water slide, followed by a shark going down the same water slide. How did it get up to the top? Probably magic.
We need to contain the sharks in here and eliminate them.
I'm sorry, I thought you said sharks and them. There's more than one water park shark?
I don't even have a gun. Can I borrow a gun?
No.
See, there's a little humor thrown in. This type of movie always has a little humor. Not funny humor, but humor.
Who is behind this?
They're fighting sharks.
We need to shut off the damn slide now!
Something's coming your way!
Some solid overacting?
Run!
We could have a whole ocean full of mutant electric sharks within a generation.
I'm not sure how, but I love it. There's a movie on streaming platforms that you can rent, and it's called Water Park Shark. You're welcome. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
How are you? Am I calling 20, man?
You are. What's your name?
No way, my name's Arya.
Oh, you already told me. Oh, yeah. Gotcha. You are caller 20. You got tickets for the Ocean Way Festival at the beach in Santa Monica, September 26th.
Woo, 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 woo. No way. That's so dope. So dope. My girl's going to go nuts.
Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a clip has gone viral of a sheriff's interaction with a drug dealer who called the cops when her drugs got stolen. And I think this is my most favorite thing on the internet, period.
Same.
So here's the interaction.
This is quite possibly the dumbest f-ing thing I've ever seen in my life. You are reporting that someone stole the drugs that you were trying to sell them.
Sir, I'm broke. I'm just trying to make a little bit.
At what point does this make any sense? At what point?
It doesn't make any
sense. At what point do you think telling the cops that someone stole...
I'm being honest. He's not being honest. Where's what he...
Are there drugs in this car?
No, there isn't.
There's no drugs in my car.
There isn't.
469 is the dumbest I've ever seen in my life.
I don't think her crackhead friend was helping very much laughing in the background. Number two, after the UFC Fight Night event in Oklahoma City, brothers Andrew and Lance found a stranger in the bed of their truck once they got home. Here's the interaction.
Oh, you all right?
Yeah.
Andrew, you got a string.
Open it up.
You got someone in the bed of your truck.
Open it up.
Are you okay?
You good? I'm good.
You don't want to knock on the window or nothing?
Nope.
You want to get an Uber? You got a friend you can call?
I got it. You got it. Can you open it up?
Open what up?
Oh, yeah. Tailgate. Yeah.
Oh, the tailgate?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't you're all the way in Edmond, Oklahoma.
Thank you kindly.
Not a problem, man.
What the hell?
Who knows how long they drove with that guy? Well, he was just asleep,
just passed out
in the bed of their truck. Yep, nice little stowaway. And number three, a 19-year-old thrift shopper paid just $3.07 for what turned out to be Wilt Chamberlain's warm-up jacket the 1972 NBA Finals. And after it was authenticated, it sold at auction for a lot of money. So here is the story.
Maybe the greatest thrift store find of all time. Quinn Brown, 19 years old, has resold thousands of items online over the years, most for less than $20. But earlier this year, going through the bins at a Goodwill near Portland, Oregon, he noticed this. Somehow or another, NBA great Wilt Chamberlain's Lakers warm-up jacket from the 72 NBA Finals had ended up for sale in Oregon for $3.07. Here's Brown.
The really key moment for me was I was in my room and I looked at the measurements of the jacket. Wilt Chamberlain being 7'1", the jacket measured 33 inches long, so would have gone down almost to my knees. I looked at it and it matched up.
Smart kid, when Brown posted his discovery online, Sotheby's reached out, helped with the forensic investigation, matching the stitches on the jacket to old pictures of it, and then put it up for auction. And that $3 thrift store find just sold for nearly $90,000.
Wow!
Can you believe that?
That's
is the coolest find ever.
Crazy.
Right? Well, I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things of Four on K-Rock.
Hello, this is Brandon Flowers from The Killers. Lock your speed dial on K-Rock.
Listen to K-Rock every hour from 9 to 6 to win a pair of tickets.
K-R-L-K.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster.
monster catch of the day.
This is a song from the British electro-funk trio Jungle. The name of the song is Someday Somewhere. It's from their upcoming fifth studio album, Sunshine, which comes out August 14th. The song is about a fading romantic connection, but holding on to hope of reuniting. Jungle is going to be in Los Angeles. If you'd like to see him, Saturday, October 10th at Crypto.com Arena. The name is Someday Somewhere. The band is Jungle, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Jungle and Someday Somewhere, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. We are hooking you up to see The Killers and Jack White and Sublime all on the same day.
Sending you to the Ocean Wave Festival at the beach in Santa Monica, September 26th. That will be coming up during the 5 o'clock phone topic on K-Rock.
The week of a music festival is always a good week.
Hell to the yes. We are going to be holding it down at Warped Tour this weekend.
Yep, doing some backstage interviews, broadcasting, who knows what else.
A lot of shenanigans. It's going to be fun. It's going to be hot. And so if you see me and Kevin, just run away because we're probably going to stink.
That's good advice. Tell me about this story about the guy passing out in the back of a truck.
All right. So this was after a UFC fight night event that was going on in Oklahoma City. And these brothers, Andrew and Lance, they found a stranger in the bed of their truck once they got home, which was about 20 miles away. And this was their interaction.
Oh, you all right?
Yeah.
Hey, Andrew, you got a string.
Open it up.
You got a stray.
Open it up.
You got someone in the bed of your truck.
Open it up.
Open it up. Open it up.
Are you okay?
You good? I'm good.
I'm good.
You didn't want to knock on the window or nothing?
Nope.
You want to get an Uber? You got a friend you can call?
I got it. You got it. Can you open it up?
Can you open it up? He keeps asking them, open it up, and they don't know what he's talking about.
Open what up? Oh, yeah, tailgate, yeah.
Oh, the tailgate?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't do that. You're all the way in Edmond, Oklahoma.
Thank you kindly.
Not a problem, man.
Thank you kindly.
Thank you kindly.
I'm going to be on my way now.
Thanks wow. for living, boys.
That's crazy.
I know.
What was it, 20 miles away or something?
20 miles away, and he was just laying there like a little sardine, just passed out.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's no story of he caught a Uber, he...
No, there was no... It said in the comments, or it said somewhere that, you know, yeah, like they helped to make sure he got home, but I don't know how he got home.
All right,
but...
well, that is our topic. You were surprised by what you did, drunk.
Yes.
You were surprised by what you did when you were drunk. 800-520-1067 for your stories. Same number for your texts. You were surprised by what you did when you were drunk.
I just have a memory of 4th of July. This was a really, really, really long time ago, back in my crazy drinking days. And I, at some point, you know, I was walking around, I was hammered, and I lost my flip-flops. And then I just remember, like, I came to in someone else's house, and I didn't know who these people were. And I look at my feet, and they're all black, like they're covered in tar, because I'd been walking around barefoot. And there was no people around, really. So I stole somebody else's shoes that were by the door. And
you
then
just
I
took
left.
Them and left?
I took them and
wow.
left. Yes, yes, yes.
Wow.
Yep. So that happened.
You're a thief?
One 1,000,000%.
You
yes.
were surprised by what you did when you were drunk. 800-520-1067.
And for the best call or text, we got your tickets to go to the Ocean Wave Festival at the beach in Santa Monica, September 26th. You're going to see The Killers, Jack White, Sublime, and more.
You were surprised by what you did drunk. 800-520-1067. You were surprised by what you did drunk.
Okay, I'm obsessed with this one. 323 said, I brought a raccoon up to my dorm apartment, blacked out, eating cereal and watching MTV. I woke up to a roommate yelling at me. Oh my God, please tell me it was Jimothy. That's all that I want to know. So good.
We are taking phone calls on You Were Surprised by What You Did Drunk.
And for the best call or text, we got your tickets to the Ocean Wave Festival at the beach in Santa Monica on September 26th with The Killers, Jack White, Sublime, and more.
All right. You were surprised by what you did drunk.
Okay. So after I was drinking one night with my cousin and my friend, I threw up and my friend started to bathe me. And then when
she
we
started
were in the
to
shower,
what?
She started to bathe you?
Yeah, she, like, she started to bathe me. But then my cousin was like, I'm going to go in an Uber. And I just knew she was going to talk to her ex. So I reach for the shower curtain. I'm like, wait. And then I push it down, and it, the whole shower curtain falls, and she sees both of us naked.
Oh, my God.
And the crazy part is that what I did was that I actually grabbed the rod, like Hulk, and I literally just pushed it back up, and it was, like, perfect the way it was.
Oh, my God.
Put it back up.
You had some drunk precision. That's pretty wild.
Yeah. And I just put it up real quick.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, how's it going? Just calling in for my story.
You were surprised by what you did when you were drunk.
Man, I ended up lighting a firework, scaring someone's girlfriend, and he came up to me, approached me, and I thought all was cool. I was like, oh, it's a little firework. Get over it. Ended up getting bum-rushed by 3-4 guys, starting a whole chaos rumble in the middle of the street. Family was mad. Neighbors were mad. Random people were there. It was crazy.
Oh, my God, dude.
Everybody was mad at you.
It was just a firework.
It was just a firework. I woke up with a scratch, but people were trying to hit me with their sandals, and anybody who was anybody got in.
It's a riot. Full riot in the streets.
I think I hit by a family friend. He's like, oh, that was you? I didn't even know that.
Oh, my God. Whack.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, so my story is I was leaving a party in college with my now ex-then-girlfriend.
Yep.
And there were these big potted plants right about waist high by the elevators we were going to get in. So, you know, naturally I started relieving myself. She's keeping watch. Well, somebody comes down the hallway. She alerts me. Okay, no, there's someone coming. So with pants still unzipped, I get in the elevator with her. We just go down a floor. You know, I got to pinch off the flow.
Yep.
Go to the next plant down one floor. Well, guess what happens again? Someone else comes down the hallway. She tells me again. Here comes a guy. So we get back in the elevator. We go down one floor. And luckily, that third time, you know, I was able to complete the flow.
Complete the flow.
And she just started laughing at me. And I was like, what? And she goes, I can't believe you have that much control.
I mean, she's not wrong.
That's pretty impressive.
That's difficult.
True. Yeah.
I was a little surprised myself.
K-Rock, hello.
Woke up fully clothed, shoes and everything. Like, I was tucked in my bed and everything. I take off the covers. I'm all itchy, wearing roses and dirt and thorns are all stuck to me.
Okay, so you woke up, you're still in your clothes, and you're covered in dirt with, you know, roses, thorns all over you.
So far, so good. Go on.
Oh, by the way, the Uber driver is on the couch in the living room because you insisted that he stayed over.
What
the hell is going on?
What?
Did the Uber driver leave by the time you woke up in your dirt clothes?
No, he was still there.
What?
What the hell? Why didn't this guy just go home?
I know. That's what I was saying. And he's like, because you wouldn't let him. I'm like, well, why did I want him here? And he's like, you wanted to smoke a joint, and then you didn't even, like, smoke it. You rolled it and fell asleep.
Oh, nice. Okay. You just wanted to keep the party going.
Yeah.
I get it.
You do good work. All right. 800-520-1067. The topic is, you were surprised by what you did drunk. You were surprised by what you did drunk.
714 said, I was surprised when I woke up after a drunken night in Vegas and had won $3,400 playing blackjack.
What?
What a bitch. That is so epic.
Wow. It never goes that way.
No!
You were surprised what you did when you were drunk.
I took 10 shots. I wrote a blank check to the pizza man for 5 pizzas. And my buddy and I went down to an elementary school and broke in and stole a bunch of the little kids' ice cream cups.
Oh, my. I want to party. In my olden days, I would want to party with you.
I was like 18 at the time. I had a fake ID. Yeah, I got really lucky. I didn't get arrested that night.
We are taking your phone calls and texts. You were surprised by what you did when you were drunk.
714 said, I was in my 20s and I was painted all blue as the corpse bride with my ex and had too many tequila shots. And he tried to get me in the shower. And apparently he ended up running into the vacuum as I was being combative. And he broke his toe on the vacuum as he was trying to rush me in the bathroom. I woke up the next day and there was blue paint all over the walls, all over the toilet, all over the shower. And
nice.
My poor boyfriend was so mad.
This whole thing started with a guy who passed out in the back of a truck and ended up 25 miles away.
Woo!
So we're talking about you were surprised by what you did when you were drunk.
We were down in Rosarito, and we went to a club, and we were dancing, and there was a bottom level and top level. We were up on the top level. And then you've got those ledges where you're just supposed to put your drink. And we think that the best thing to do is to dance.
Oh, yeah. On the ledge, right?
Yes.
On the drink ledge.
Hell
on
yeah.
On the second floor. And we're dancing, and we're having the freaking best time. And then there goes one friend, right off the ledge, down to the first floor.
Oh, no!
Falls all the way down. We like stop. We look down. Somebody's helping her up. It looks okay, so we kind of finish the song out.
So you kept dancing after your friend fell from the second floor to the first.
She looked okay.
Yeah, she was fine. She got up. Keep going. Keep the party going.
We finish the song. We run down there to go get her. We take her in the bathroom. And clearly she needs stitches.
Oh, no.
On her forehead. But we all looked. We all agreed that we weren't leaving. And we got some tape. And we taped her up.
You found tape and taped her forehead.
And we went back to the second floor to the ledge, including her, and got back on the ledge and started dancing again for another couple hours.
Wow, that's insanity. Especially for the girl that fell.
I know.
To be back up there after taping her head.
She had tape for another, like we see another day. So we came back home.
Oh, my God. You guys are wild.
K-Rock, hello.
So I've done a lot of crazy stuff when I was drunk, but the worst one of all was I woke up in my ex-girlfriend's grandma's house.
Ex-girlfriend's grandma's house?
Okay.
Yeah.
Go on.
So I went to her club.
Were you in bed with grandma?
Grandma brought me breakfast.
In bed with her.
Yeah.
Wait a minute!
What?
I'm out of my seat right now.
What? You did not go over to your ex's grandma's house and get in bed with her.
So, long story short, I went to a club. I valeted my car.
Right. We don't care about any of that part of the story. We know you're drunk. We know you show up at your ex's grandma. Then you get in bed with your ex's grandma.
Well, I don't know. I was blacked out.
Oh, I woke up my God. In... You know.
You woke
you
up
know.
And you were in her bed.
Yeah. And then she served you breakfast in bed.
Right?
And that's the story. And we're sticking to it. This made my day. This
Grandma's a goer.
This is unbeatable.
This is unbeatable. You're right.
It 100% is.
You're absolutely right.
So this is George.
George. George, man, what a crazy person you are.
I know. I love this. Are you still in touch with Grandma by chance?
No, I'm not in touch with Grandma Ruth.
No DMs, nothing?
You ghosted her after that.
Well, she was my ex's grandma.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense to us, but also not getting in bed with your ex's grandma makes sense to us.
Right,
so.
Yes.
You do good work is what we're saying.
Yeah. And George, you just won tickets to go to the Ocean Wave Festival at the beach. You're going to see The Killers, Jack White, Sublime, and many more bands.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
All right.
Call your ex's grandma and thank her. We have tickets for you to go to the Ocean Wave Festival at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th.
You're going to see The Killers, Jack White, Sublime, and many more. And your next chance to win is coming up at 6 on KROQ.